It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
If we want to be a majority party, clearly what we're doing isn't working. It hasn't been working for a long time. And I think you look at independent voters, I mean, we gave them nothing, no alternative. That was the decision by leadership. They didn't want to have an agenda. And you look at what were the priorities in the last 2 years for leadership, caving to Chuck Schumer on gun control, caving to Chuck Schumer on the climate agenda, so-called infrastructure, caving to Chuck Schumer on the debt ceiling. It's not very inspiring.
That's Josh Hawley. And
wow.
The one good thing about this whole thing, about Chuck Schumer, it was a foregone conclusion. And I'll just say this about it, and then we'll move on to something funner. But McConnell, the old turtle, gaining power again, is the only good thing is there's so many people speaking out against it now, like Josh Hawley. You ever heard a senator say that?
No.
It's not working. It's not very inspiring. And we caved.
I don't understand. That's no. The part I'm trying to understand is how does someone like this in Mitch McConnell regain power when you have other senators who are basically saying in nice terms, this guy's a bum. Get him out of here.
Because I think they owe him still so much. There's still a lot of favors being paid off until McConnell rides off into the sunset.
My gosh, politics is just so frustrating.
Hopefully in a couple of years. But they're all speaking out against it now. They're all saying, yeah, this is you. He's useless. And yet here he is again.
I mean, can we just... Okay. How about would they come to a compromise?
Right.
Mitch McConnell gets to keep his, you know, leadership seat. But behind the scenes, kind of like they do with the presidency, behind the scenes, someone else can run it as far as being the minority leader. Let a couple of other guys jump in and say, all right, here's how we're really going to do things.
I think that's what they're planning. People like
so.
Josh Hawley and others, I think. You know, and Rick Scott put up our Florida senator. Rick Scott put up a big fight.
He did, yeah.
To try to get some power. So maybe they're just going to fight him on some different things and hopefully not cave as much to the Democrats.
Jeez.
They probably knew he was going to be, you know, minority leader again. But geez, because here he is. You ready? This sums up Mitch McConnell, the old turtle, perfectly.
The way I'm going to go into this presidential primary season is to stay out of it. I don't have a dog in that fight.
Okay, first of all, let's not forget, this guy is a senator representing Kentucky, okay? He's got people he needs to represent. He's also a Senate minority leader, and he's just going to stay back and do nothing because he's fat and happy, doesn't care. And there, right there, in a nutshell, is your problem.
Yes.
That's why things aren't getting done.
You have these people, all he cares about is himself, his own power. Look, we've talked about it before.
Wow.
I mean, going back, you know, looking at the spending that he did on the different campaigns, taking money away from different Trump-endorsed candidates and, you know, putting it towards other ones that no one was even paying attention to. Hey, it's terrible leadership. It's selfish. It's feckless. It's pointless. It's pathetic. But yeah, there he is. He remains.
Oh,
Mitch
yeah.
McConnell, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, absolutely. That's where he is. That's where we are. Great.
Sorry to be depressing, but it's just, man.
All right.
It's hard to deal with this guy.
A little bit more from the swamp, and then we'll cheer it up a little
bit. All right.
Actually, maybe this will give you a laugh. Remember Joe over at the G20? Yeah. What?
I can't have Joe reading this.
All right, you can get there, Joe. Come on.
Well, does that mean he couldn't read his own cheat sheet? Because somebody did it again. This is a thing now. Somebody zooms in on Biden's notes.
Yes.
Because the last time we had, remember, you enter now, you stand here, you wait, you sit. Those are like the copy points. They have to tell him what to do on these things. The G20 cheat sheet has been revealed now, and it is amazing. It's telling him when to sit, literally, when to speak, and when to take a photo.
Oh, my gosh. So this is the new cheat sheet. We have a brand new cheat sheet, and this one is actually literally telling him what movements to make.
Yeah. No, it's bad.
Oh, Lord.
And every time they write in the notes, in the sequence, it says sequence of events, which is pretty, I mean, that's an agenda.
Yeah.
But this isn't normal for a president. They literally have to put in a larger font in big, bold letters, you sit down at the right of zones. You do this, because there's been so much confusion at these meetings.
My gosh. Just follow, where's my card? Where am I sitting?
Ready for something else?
Yes.
At the top and bottom of the notes, there are clear instructions you can see from the picture in bold, and again in you, for Biden to turn the page.
Oh, no.
It's written right there in the notes. You turn the page at this point.
This is the end of the page.
Right.
Turn the page. And again, what I love about this is the bolded you. Y-O-U. You. Not anybody else. Not President Xi or any of your other buddies there. You do this.
So I'll try to accentuate where it says, I know this is a visual. It says, this is a quote from it. You take your seat, it instructed. And then it tells him to speak. And, of course, the reporters were brought into the room. And then the note, that's what the note says there. And the next note is, you give brief comments. And it says 2 minutes.
It's like they treat him like he's a dog.
My God.
Sit, speak. Here, Joe. Good boy, Joe. Here's a treat.
Yeah, here's your treat. That's the most important part. Man.
Here's some ice cream, Joe. Good job.
Boy, is that scary.
It's really bad, man. And we laugh about it because, honestly, we have to. The other alternative is just to sit here and be scared out of your mind that this is the guy representing us in front of the world stage and all the most powerful people in the world.
You have to laugh.
Got to do it.
But it's always surprising, you know, when you work in any kind of capacity, who gets like the leadership roles, right? And this is a clear case if you can't fix stupid in many different areas. There's this story now that's popping up in social media, this fire chief out of Arkansas.
Yeah, what happened here?
Some rural town. the official reason is he's been fired over using the middle finger emoji on social media. So you might think that and say, well, they're creeping into the guy's, you know, like Facebook or Instagram posts and firing him over that. That's not right. Well, hold on. You haven't heard him yet.
I was going to say,
there's more.
Is that really cause? But I guess there's more to this.
It's all about the disputes he's had with firefighters he works with.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And again, this is Arkansas. His name is Alan Hicks.
All right,
now
Alan.
Former fire chief of this entire department.
Fire chief. Ouch.
Explaining his side of the story, and then you'll hear from his superiors later. Here we go.
I was holding a chicken, and it had chicken. That's the exact words it had on there. I just told the boy if he had a problem with me, don't hide behind Snapchat. Come see me like a grown man.
The fire chief.
What?
Yeah.
That was him?
So it's a little different of a story now when you hear what this guy's all about, right? And I'm not making fun of a southern accent.
No, I'm just saying
that this guy is like and you know he's got a lot of personal beefs with a lot of the deputies.
There was no threats made. They're talking about another Facebook post I posted, was giving the bird. It was supposed to be in the thumbs up. It's revenge. It's coming from a former fireman that got terminated. I'm fixing to seek legal action, and I'm fixing to sue the city.
He's fixing to sue the whole city.
Everyone's going to get sued.
He's fixing to sue everybody.
By Mr. Chicken Guy over here. What is going on in Arkansas?
Because when I first saw this headline, it was like, as a warning to everybody, be careful what you use in social media. They will fire over this kind of stuff.
Also true.
No, this guy sounds like he's just a dope.
It sounds like...
And he's got personal beefs with people in the department, and probably hundreds of them.
It does kind of sound like they were trying to find a reason to get rid of him.
Exactly.
Person, nobody likes to be around him.
Did you hear? I don't know if you understood his reasoning, too. He said, yeah, the fireman over the middle finger. It was supposed to be two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
I posted the wrong one. Who does that?
I thought that was a thumb. What do you want from me?
Woo!
Oh, boy.
Hey, this FTX thing has now another layer to it, the cryptocurrency scandal. Now you got a lot of big-name people in sports and entertainment who are now being sued because of their relationship with the crypto company. That's obviously gone bankrupt.
I get why this is happening, but I got to tell you, I might be playing devil's advocate here. I don't really like it.
Yeah, because they're endorsers, and I get, yeah. And they're being blamed for this kind of, I get what you're saying. We'll tell you who's on the hot seat for that one, as well as, what is America saying? What kind of pies are we going this year for Thanksgiving?
I know which ones I'm buying.
If that's not fluffy enough for a story. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. We got some news coming up at 7:30. It's going to be rapid fire, Karen. What's coming up?
Are you sure?
Yeah, we got a little mixed playlist here today, so give me a second, Karen. I will do this properly for you.
Tiener's over there playing the intro hits.
It's
a medley of his greatest bumpers.
When is Sonny going to start playing Christmas music?
No.
The answer is...
Chill out.
Oh,
soon.
Ah.
There it is. Getting accosted at Publix by people, by the way.
I bet you are.
Hey, when's the Christmas music coming? You know what's interesting? Also, social media stuff. I think that's an indicator of how people are looking forward to the holidays more and more this year. I know, like, the retailers, there's more stuff. They started pre-Halloween pushing the Christmas stuff. I get that. But I think people are ready. I think people are just ready to get into the holidays and forget about stuff for a while. I do.
Yeah, because we're only 700 days away from the presidential election, so chill out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
By the way, guess what we're going to find out today?
What?
What Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to do in the future. Divorce her husband.
Right.
I don't know.
Buy hammer stock.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a low blow.
He does get hammered a lot. But... Yeah, so she had lost her job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she retires and then just kind of lurks in the background, or does she just stick around because she's Nancy Pelosi?
She said before all of this, because I guess they all predicted that they were going to lose the House, she goes, "I will always have influence." Oh, that was the quote. An actual quote.
Huh, well, unfortunately, she's right.
Scary. So anyway, she's supposed to announce it today. We'll find out. Wow. You know what? This too shall pass. Everything. Time heals all wounds, and things move on.
I hope
it's
so.
It's just the evolution of life.
Wow.
That was very deep. That was way too deep for a news team.
That's
that
right.
That was
yeah.
profound.
Save that for rapid fire.
This is what happens when you don't have the news sounder.
I know.
Thanks, my Karen. A little over 10 minutes away from that, and more that will be rapid fire. We'll have the headlines. We'll comment all that stuff at 7:30. The South Florida Morning Show. There's Diener and Bill. Speaking of Nancy, by the way, remember what Trump said the other night?
Breaking the radical Democrats' grip on Congress was crucial. So, in other words, we have taken over Congress. Nancy Pelosi has been fired. Isn't that nice?
Beautiful, yes.
It is very nice.
We've taken over. I think she's right, though. I think she's one of those people that just, even though she won't be at the State of the Union standing behind, you know, the president this time around, it'll be McCarthy.
True.
She still does wield a lot of power. She'll never go away.
Oh, yeah. Her influence is, you know, far-reaching, unfortunately.
Right.
But Karen is right, where she says, you know, as time moves on, her influence will wane a little bit more and more as we go forward. So, you know, I would love to see her retire, get her face off of the camera. We don't have to look at her anymore.
Very much. We're looking forward to that. It is Kevin McCarthy, though, still, and that was still another one of those kind of deals. So here you go. You got McCarthy, and no surprise to anybody, and Mitch McConnell. Here's your leadership.
They're back.
There it is.
The old feckless, worthless Republicans are back.
Ew.
Hopefully they do something this time.
In the meantime, here's other news. This FTX story, oh my God, does this have a lot of layers.
We've been peeling back the onion on this all week, man. It's a stinky one, too.
Two more added yesterday, yeah. So just a little bit of background if you're not familiar with it. FTX, a cryptocurrency holding house, really.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, an investment firm, I guess you would say. Filed for bankruptcy last week, leaving millions of people just in the lurch. Took all kinds of money with it. The CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, stepped down, and then people pulled out all their money when they heard he was stepping down, and now he's holed up in the Bahamas. The FBI is talking about extraditing him back here. The new thing out this morning was he's still tweeting, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Now he says, my girlfriend stole all the money.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the new one.
What a mess. Oh, and we also found out that they were Ukraine was one of its biggest investors.
One of the biggest investors.
They were, you know, where's all that money coming from? Well, and you can guess.
All proven. Just a tick under $40 million was from this company, FTX, to the Democrats just for the midterms.
Right, exactly.
They were the second biggest worldwide donor to the Democrats in the midterms. So
money from us to Ukraine, Ukraine money to FTX, FTX money to Democrats.
And now
here we are.
The class action lawsuit's been filed. Out of Tallahassee.
Oh, really?
Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
Against cryptocurrency platform and naming several celebrities because they were big on using celebrity endorsers. Remember the Super Bowl commercial from last year? A good one, too.
It was a great commercial.
From Larry David.
Yeah.
I had forgotten. You remembered it. That was an FTX commercial.
That's right.
How about that?
I see, this is the part I don't like, though. I'm not a big fan of suing the endorsers. I mean, you know, their agents come to them and say, hey, we got this opportunity now. Obviously, ultimately, it's always up to the endorser to say yes or no.
Right.
But, I mean, what are they supposed to know? They're trusting the people around them and their inner circle to say, hey, what is this company all about? I don't think these people were intentionally defrauding consumers.
It's like they took the endorsement.
Yeah.
Well,
they were tricked like everybody else.
Here's the argument. They're on the hook for promoting the platform that allegedly violated Florida law, misled customers. It cost investors billions in damages, and it is in the billions. Here's some of the big names.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yep.
Warriors guard Steph Curry. Larry David. We were just talking about him from Curb Your Enthusiasm. And many others. Blaming FTX and their bevy of A-listers for targeting unsophisticated investors from across the country. Well, that part of it's ridiculous. It's buyer beware.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's not fair.
Man.
I mean, really, it's just like... Yeah, it's always, you know, it's up to the consumer as well.
Of course it is.
I never got into FTX, thankfully. You know, I did some crypto things here and there, but I never got into that.
Here's where I think it's leading. And people had fought against this. They didn't want it because they didn't want the government in charge of this and regulating it. It's going to be now. Don't you think?
I know.
Do you think this is the biggest argument ever for regulating crypto?
It's going to go down that road for sure.
So for the first time, too, through the lawsuit, we have a firm number, they think, on what the losses exactly were. We've heard billions.
Oof.
$11 billion in losses.
Ouch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. It makes you wonder how much money, like, specifically guys like Steph Curry and Tom Brady lost.
You said it before. Oh, and Giselle. Like,
yeah,
Giselle. Separately now.
Yeah. That's right. So they're each being sued separately. That's true.
Ooh.
That hurts, man. Again, I don't like it. I don't like that, you know, I understand why they're doing it, but I don't think it's fair. They got tricked like everybody else.
It was part of the agreement. They're pointing to, like, there was a lot of side. This is what they do in advertising now. We can speak to this personally. They'll also say, okay, part of the deal is we'll pay you this, but we get to take over your social media thing, and you get to do little selfies and little video clips with the guy, and it happened to be this Bankman-Fried guy.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them, of Brady hanging out with them, and here's my really buddy cringe. Sam. And
yeah. It's very cringe. Ugh. It doesn't look good, that's for sure. But
sure doesn't.
That's a shame. I don't know.
I know. Anyway, we'll see what's going on. We'll see if any more layers from that thing come out. In the meantime, before we get to rapid fire, Diener, a week away from Thanksgiving, Google Trends has spoken again. We mention it because they're almost always right. They have decided, through Google searches, what are the top pies we're Googling this year? This is what America's eating. You ready?
All right, yeah, let's hear it.
Pumpkin, apple, pecan, sweet potato, and then cranberry.
See, I'm a little shocked that cherry pie wasn't on there.
Me too.
How about that?
Me too.
Well, we have an upset in the pie list.
An upset in the pie rankings, according to Google. Blame them if you're unhappy. We got rapid fire coming up next. Karen has more deep thoughts as well as headlines.
Yes, that's right.
Minutes away. Keep it here next.
It's 7:30. Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire with Karen Curtis on News Talk 850 WFTL.
All right, it's that time. Karen's got a bunch of headlines to talk about. We'll chime in, too. What leads?
I think I'm going to sneeze.
What? We're leading with a sneeze?
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Hold it in.
I am.
Hold it in.
I'm trying.
Count
backwards.
It'll
come back to you later or tomorrow morning in the shower.
You know what works? I can tell you right now. Someone jinxes your sneeze. Kristen does it to me all the time. It drives me crazy. She sees me winding up the sneeze and getting ready. And before I actually see, she goes, bless you. And then the sneeze goes away.
Oh.
I'm like, will you stop jinxing my sneeze?
Well, would you bless me, please?
Bless you, Karen.
Thank you. God.
I wonder if that's because it takes your mind off you're about to sneeze or something.
It's like it's a
short circuit.
Yeah, it's like a psychological thing. It happens every time.
Happens
She's trying to
me
be
all
nice.
The time, yeah.
See, I hate that though. A good sneeze could be very satisfying.
Yes, you got to get it out.
Right.
Anyway,
you know
ever gone a whole week without a good sneeze?
You know why you close your eyes? Because everything's coming out at 500 miles an hour.
That's right.
Okay. Governor Ron DeSantis, relishing his re-election, hasn't said if he wants to be president, and addressed a reporter's question about challenging Trump this way.
We just finished this election, okay? People just need to chill out a little bit on some of this stuff. I mean, seriously, we just ran an election.
That's really smart of him to say, actually.
Chill
he's right.
Out.
And it may change down the road when he's a little bit bigger of a national personality, but he still has the finger on the pulse of what real people are like, for now. And it may change. But he gets that there's burnout from this stuff. We're ready to go into the holidays right now.
And do you think that's a message to Trump as well?
Yes.
Yeah, a little
We're
bit.
We're 700
you know what I mean?
Days plus away from
right.
2024. A lot can change.
It's also a message to the people that are taking. You reach a point in politics, and he's there now, where you don't determine a heck of a lot of your future. They've decided there's some super PAC that got formed around him. It's going to start buying DeSantis ads.
Yes.
They might have been the ones that ran that banner over Mar-a-Lago the other night.
Oh, I could see that.
So that's got to be frustrating, too.
Yeah. DeSantis.
It's probably telling them to chill out.
He squashed it. He did it in a perfect way, really.
Well, and now there's this new chant, two more years. So that's kind of interesting.
It is interesting.
He also called Florida the kind of the biggest bright spot in the otherwise substandard performance of Republicans across the country.
Well,
he wants to keep doing good for us. So
yeah.
And you know what is underrated, though, is New York. New York did very well as far as flipping seats and going red. It's just the most populous parts are still blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Determined by New York City.
Right.
Well, now Republicans control the House of the Democrat Speaker. Nancy Pelosi is going to announce her future plans today.
You're fired.
Get out of here, Nancy.
I wonder what she's going to do.
I don't know. I like to think she's going to retire and just go away and be with her weird, corrupt husband, but
I bought a new yacht. It's called Hammer Time.
It's a new podcast.
Hammer Time with Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. There you go. That's her plan.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Kevin McCarthy expects to be elected Speaker of the House, predicts investigations over the botched withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, broken southern border. Jim Jordan, he says he's actually going to be the chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
That's good.
Plans to investigate the weaponization of the FBI and shady business affairs of Hunter Biden.
Sick him, Jim.
He's already rolling up his sleeves and sweating. And
oh, yeah.
He's a sweater, that guy. Trump loves him. It's great. It's very good news they're talking about all this stuff. I don't think they have the juice right now to get anything done.
Yeah.
And by the time they can get things done, maybe in 24 when they have the House and the Senate and a presidency, all these people are gone. You're not going to be able to find Biden. You're not going to be able to find Hunter Biden.
No.
You're not going to be able to find Nancy Pelosi or Fauci. They're going to be gone.
They're just going to fly away.
They're going to be in hiding.
With time, everything changes.
That's why it was so important to get the Senate now, but Mitch McConnell decided not to win it.
That's right.
So, by the way, Mitch McConnell will keep his title as the Senate Minority Leader. You know that over the last 15 years leading the conference, he has not faced any challenge. He faced it from Florida Senator Rick Scott,
right,
who didn't have a shot. But he is on track, McConnell, the turtle, to break a Senate record for longest serving leader in history in 2023.
And that's not good. It's not a good thing.
Oh, and Chuck Grassley won re-election at 89.
That's not good either, but they needed him.
Diane Feinstein is older than he is. And she's
still alive?
I'm telling you.
I forgot about her.
I don't even know what's happening. Whatever.
It doesn't matter. Look at Fetterman in Pennsylvania. The Democrats are going to literally run someday a stack of sticks, and it's going to win.
That's right.
And it's going to win, and because it just doesn't matter anymore. They'll look at Fetterman. Look at him.
Listen, with ballot harvesting and broken machines, anything's possible. You speak about Fetterman, though? You know what the Fetterman, I think, is going to be the actual senator? It's his wife.
Oh, have you seen her?
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Wow, the stuff they're pulling with her already?
All her pictures of first day in the office. And she's cropping him out.
That's right. They took the first day photo.
That's no joke.
This is no joke. They took the first day photo, the official first day photo, and the photo is her in the center with Fetterman off to the side. Half of his body is out of the photo.
That's amazing.
Hello.
No-brainer. Oh, goodness. So that'll be very interesting because didn't someone elect a dead man?
Oh, yeah, that was Pennsylvania, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Guy's been dead for 5 weeks. They voted him in.
That's true.
Oh, wow. Coming up on Rapid Fire, new Scrabble words, including one Bill uses all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can we say it?
Yeah, really. That's it's not one of those off-air words,
uh-oh,
is it?
No.
All right,
time for traffic and weather together. All right, I'm consulting FHP right now through the magic of the internet. Nope, nothing major going on. Be on the lookout for George Muth. Traveling in a 2007 blue Hyundai Entourage, tag number 9575XN.
Why?
It's a silver alert.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I thought he had your phone or something.
What's going on? What do you do?
That's all I got.
All right.
I jog road in Southern crash clearing.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. New South makes windows that are energy efficient and hurricane resistant. You get both. New South is the factory and eliminates the middleman. Don't even think of buying windows until you see what our factory can do for you.
Going on now, save 35% off. Visit newsouthwindow.com.
Your WPTV First Alert forecast. Cool. It's nice and cool outside. It's moved through. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees are high, low 66. About a 15% chance of rain today. Currently, it's cool and cloudy, 70 degrees. It's going to be the same for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, though. We're going to be cool, but there's going to be, like, rain.
So I don't care. As long as it's cooler.
Oh, you can start a fire. Do you have a fireplace?
No.
I would suggest that you...
No,
yeah.
So I probably shouldn't start a fire, huh?
Don't start a fire in your house, Bill.
This is Florida. I have one of those fake fireplaces.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
That's my Christmas. I fire up my fake fireplace in front of my fake tree. And
I'm doing that.
Fake ornaments.
Well, back to rapid fire.
The fake ornaments. No glass ones. Too risky. No.
Everything's fake.
Yeah. Risky. Can't do it with the cat.
You can't.
No.
Oh, my gosh. So this is happening in Moscow, Idaho.
We cannot say that there's no threat to the community.
Yeah. Well, police were like, oh, no, target attack, crime of passion. You're all safe. Everyone
what happened here?
Left.
This is a real-life horror story, this thing.
It is bad.
This is like Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff.
It's bad. Someone with a knife went into this house. They were all sleeping, so four people, I think it was two girls and two guys. One of them was a triplet, the girl.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. And they were stabbed. But there were two other people in the house. They weren't attacked. And they won't say what they, and there was no signs of break-in. Here's the sister of one of the victims.
Obviously, we can't speak to the cause, but as far as it being a isolated attack, a targeted attack, myself as well as my family do not agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
It's a very strange and very scary story.
So this is just a random thing, this college house, yeah. Someone breaks
no
in and
suspect,
kills them?
No weapon, they think it's a knife. Yeah, University of Idaho students all ran away, like in Gainesville. Remember when we had Danny Rowling?
Mm.
They were supposed to have a candlelight vigil. There was no one there to have the vigil.
No.
So it was postponed.
So whoever did this is just in the wind.
On the loose.
Yes. Police have set up a tip line for any additional information. Suspects still out there. After they told him everything was fine.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Tampa QB, Tom Brady, and NBA legend Steph Curry and Shaquille O'Neal are now among the A-list celebrities being sued.
Shaq
for promoting.
Is getting sued too?
Yeah. Did he say there's two moons?
Yeah, that was a thing recently. He's not getting sued for that,
said
but I guess
last night.
They're all on the FTX thing, right?
Yes. Which filed for bankruptcy after losing $30 billion in value in one day. Mm.
So this lawsuit's coming out of Tallahassee.
That's weird.
How about that? Because there's a Florida law that says you can't, you know, cheat investors through false endorsements, I guess is what it is. I don't know. Wow. Boy, does this... How many layers does this FTX story have?
Yeah, the suit blames FTX and their bevy of A-listers for targeting unsophisticated investors. I mean, who among us understands crypto?
Not many.
But this guy, Diener said it before. It's got to be buyer beware, though. You can't say because we're unsophisticated investors. It's most of Wall Street.
Well, Brady like said, I can't be that bad. That's what they're saying, I guess. $11 billion in losses.
That's silly, though. I mean, I understand you take on risk as an endorser sometimes, but you shouldn't be getting sued. I mean, they got fooled like
Kardashian
everybody else.
Kim Kardashian had to pay $1 million because she promoted a cryptocurrency Instagram.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Well, Sam Bankman-Fried stepped down. He's a weirdo.
He's in the Bahamas.
Wow.
Now the FBI, here's the other angle. The FBI... is going to extradite him back to the U.S. But while this is all going on, he's tweeting.
That's where his offices are. They have an orgy in his office. He's, like, sleeping with everyone that works for him.
The creepy, nerdy, weirdo-looking girlfriend who apparently was the co-executor of this company. Complete amphetamine addict.
Oh, dear.
No, like, it admitted.
Had posted, but, like, admitted it. Like it promoting the effects of amphetamine.
Okay. Well, I think he went to MIT, but he doesn't seem that smart. I don't know. He seems like, I don't know.
He was a smart criminal. He knew how to get around the system until now.
But this FTX was in everything. Oh, look at all the stadium and arena sponsorships.
Oh, yeah.
And that big Super Bowl ad was Larry David.
Oh, Lord.
Remember that? The funny one?
Yes.
Well, that's actually a great point, Bill. So what, are they going to sue the Miami Heat as well? Because FTX Arena?
Well,
because he had advertising everywhere you see. This is kind of a silly suit.
That was a $350 million deal, and they only paid $20 million.
Yeah.
So that's probably going back to the AAA. But anyway, crypto platform is also subject of investigation by the Department of Justice and the SEC. We'll see what happens.
And they were involved with politics. The second biggest donor to the Democrats.
$40 million.
$40 million just for the midterms.
Will they give the money back?
They can't.
The Democrats?
Oh, money to the Democrats. You ain't going to see it again, baby.
Yeah, but it belongs to people that got defrauded.
There's a scramble now.
He
they're all trying to.
Went in their wallets and took their money.
They're all trying to, like, virtue signal each other out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more virtuous than you are. I'm going to give my money back.
Yes.
No, I'm going to do it. It's hilarious.
Give it back.
Because the Democrats are so dirty in this, I really think what this leads to is regulation of crypto. Because they're going to say, this is terrible. This is terrible. We're gonna lead the way, and we're gonna clamp down on this kind of stuff. Then that's how they're gonna distract.
I could see that.
I keep my crypto under my mattress. Passenger left their phone at the gate at Long Beach Airport in Southern California, and the plane pushed back from the gate, and so that apparently the passenger flipped out. Probably said, "If you get my phone, I will go ahead and Venmo you $1,000."
For real?
No, I made that up.
I would have done that.
So, gate agents found the phone. They ran over to the ramp agents, handed it off to them. They ran the phone to the plane. Remember, it's pushed back from the gate.
Right.
The pilot reached out the cockpit window, and they handed the phone. People were cheering.
But this part of this story was apparently the guy had to jump really high to make it to the cockpit window.
Wow.
I want to tell, who is this guy?
I don't know. He has really long arms.
You're not kidding. Great hops.
Very nice. Okay, so the official Scrabble Player's Dictionary has 500 new words.
Yes.
And some of them are shorthands like guac.
So there's pop culture words.
Yeah.
It means I finally have a shot to beat my mother-in-law at Scrabble. She's the best Scrabble player I've ever seen in my life.
I've got some suggestions for you. Okay, so there's also dumpster, nouns turned to verbs like torrented and adulting.
Okay.
Adulting. Did you use adulting? Yeah.
Adulting.
I use it all the time.
That's a one. That's a word.
In your Cool Dad Rules podcast, potentially highest scoring word is faux hawk, which is a haircut similar to mohawk.
Right.
Yeah.
If you win a game on faux hawk, that's going to start a family fight.
It's that
for sure.
That pesky X, you put that in the triple letter score.
Ooh,
She and Zah.
Yeah.
Those are my go-tos.
QI, because that's the number one word used.
That's she.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
What else is on there? I think bae, B-A-E.
Oh, like boyfriend-girlfriend thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no, is it like Beyonce?
No. It's like a slang. Really,
she called herself bae, but she's a freeloader. I don't know. This is
the potentially highest scoring Scrabble word. You got to use this on your mother-in-law, and it hasn't been used yet. Is oxyphenobutazone.
Where do you find the room for that?
Oxyphenobutazone.
I think I was on that once. It's I'm having my wisdom teeth out.
I'm on it right now.
Oxyphenobutazone. It's worth 1,458 points.
Stop.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oxyphenobutazone. You got to use it.
Well, because I guess you would get a bingo, right? Using all your letters.
Right.
You probably have it in an area with triple word and triple letter scores.
Yeah. Oh,
you landed on a triple right.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Forget it. All right.
You got an X and a Z. Holy moly.
I know. It's the full Monty. All right. Well, that wraps up Rapid Fire. What great radio is coming up next?
Well, since you mentioned it, Karen, we'll explain why Shaq believes there are two moons.
We got to get into it now. We can't just drop that and not explain it.
And I've changed. I thought he was kidding before. I really think he means it now. He said it on the NBA on TNT the other night. And when the voice of reason is Charles Barkley saying you're an idiot, you're way off. We got that. And why is Ticketmaster being sued? Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Katya. You got us all excited about this potential cooler weather. It's already a little cooler this morning. That's nice. But now they're starting to, like you just heard her say, starting to tease into staying cooler, maybe heading into next week.
Don't do this to me, Katya. You're going to get my hopes up.
Don't change it.
7 days away from Thanksgiving. You need to keep it like this.
If it's 99 and 100% humidity on Thanksgiving, we got a problem.
Please.
Katya.
Can I just wear a long sleeve shirt on Thanksgiving? That's all I ask.
I know. It's one of those Thanksgivings where you just, you know, the guests are coming. You just open the door a little bit. Come in quick.
Yeah, really.
I got the AC on 38.
Please. Oh, well, at least it's going to be nice for the next few days.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, we've got some Thanksgiving costs to talk about here. So, I'm trying to look at the positive here. I'm trying to give you a life skill. It's your opportunity to cut down your guest list. Maybe you've been looking for an excuse all these years. Up per person 20%.
Yeah,
this is according to the Farm Bureau. It's usually about this time, a week away from Thanksgiving every year, they come out with this stuff. This sounds still way too low to me. I don't understand how this could be. For each guest, it costs $6.41 per person. Doesn't that sound cheap?
It does sound cheap, actually. It sounds pretty, I don't know, I guess just comparatively speaking. So does that mean, can we do like a cover charge?
Yes, I say yes.
Cousins and uncles and aunts. $10 to get in for Thanksgiving.
Damn right.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, is there a band? No.
No, but there's food.
Get lost, Uncle Chuck.
That's the solution. Cover charge.
Damn right.
There you go.
You'll weed him out right quick.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
You know somebody will, too. All right, we've got other stuff to talk about here. Ticketmaster is now the subject of a lawsuit from the Attorney General of the state of Tennessee. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but now it's getting really, really serious. This is over the Taylor Swift. It's not a scandal. It's just there's a lot of Swift fans that were upset about not being able to get into the Ticketmaster account to actually buy tickets. Ticketmaster is saying that the demand was so overwhelming for her stadium tour coming up, and that's a stadium tour. It's sometimes two shows in a city.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So like in L.A., what is that, 140,000 people?
About that, yeah.
The fans are saying it's impossible that we wouldn't be able to get in and get something over this thing.
Normally, that's true, right?
So the site says it was just demand. A lot of fans are saying, no, they're accusing the company of holding out and just holding some tickets for scalpers. You know what they're getting at here. No proof of that whatsoever. But the Tennessee AG says he's launching an investigation into it after his office was flooded with complaints over the site crashing as the fans raced to buy tickets for her Eras tour coming up. I don't know what the result is going to be. I don't even know what the cause was or who's guilty, who's not, if there is anything there. But I think it's going to change the way Ticketmaster does things.
I sure hope it does. Number one, the first thing that should change is to get live representatives in there with a phone number to call.
They need, for a company that big, I'm sorry, it's a consumer issue. You need some help.
That's absurd,
man. You got to start to reach out to people because you hold on to tickets sometimes, like this thing, a year in advance.
Right. I mean, there's you cannot run a business like that
no.
where millions of people literally go through there every year to buy tickets to different events and not have anybody to get in touch with.
No.
I know, oh, well, there's, you know, emails. Yeah, I've tried that. Trust me, I've tried that, and it doesn't work.
Well, you know who you're in line with thinking?
Yes.
New York Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
We agree on something?
Diener and AOC.
Oh, boy.
Your two favorite socialists. Are calling for Ticketmaster and Live Nation to be broken up. They say it's a monopoly and it's too big and no one holds them accountable for better customer service.
Well, all right. I get that part. I mean, you know, breaking up the companies, I'm not sure about that. There's a lot that goes into that. But if that's what, I get what she's saying. I mean, they feel like they got nothing to lose. They have, you know, the monopoly in it all. So
exactly.
They're not being held accountable. So they can do whatever they want. So I understand that viewpoint. So I guess, hey, look, whatever works, whatever is going to make them change their customer service approach, I guess I'm for it.
Because they need something. They just do.
They're really bad.
I don't know if there's an entertainment or some sort of a service company in the world that can get away with what they get away with as far as awful. The only thing worse is the airlines.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, we've all had some type of experience with Ticketmaster or Live Nation buying tickets to an event.
Not as bad as yours, though.
Oof, mine was really bad. My account getting hacked, someone sells my concert tickets right out from under me and just gone. I never get reimbursed. I was never able to get in touch with somebody. That's the kind of stuff that needs to change.
I think the worst part of it is not being able to talk to anybody to at least get an apology.
You never even got through.
You tried for months.
I did. Real shame. Oof. Bunch of jerks. So I guess I agree with AOC for once. Oh, how scary is that?
Yeah, you're in line with her thinking.
Oh, boy.
It's a different world.
Next thing you know, I'll be on the socialist breadline saying it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for tickets. All right, so it's finally happened. Shaq has gone off the deep end. I thought he was kidding. He's not.
What do you do?
You know, they do that TNT, NBA on TNT thing, and he's sitting there and they argue. It's actually a great show. Even if you don't watch basketball, they're great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Him and Charles Barkley arguing with each other, and who's the other guy? Kenny and all the other stuff. But he finally went off the deep end and claimed, and I think he's serious now after hearing this a couple of times. He thinks there are two moons.
Why?
The voice of reason in the conversation is actually Charles Barkley.
What is happening
here? To talk him in off the ledge.
I have a new theory. There's more than one moon.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you my theory. The other day I was riding, and the moon was on the left. And I'm going straight, didn't make any turns, and about 20 minutes later, the moon was behind me.
That's because it was moving, fool.
Nah, it was more than one moon. And then another 45 seconds, the moon was on my right. It's more than one moon.
Is that Ernie Johnson back there saying, check, please?
Who was it that just goes, oh, no.
I think that was Kenny.
Because it was moving, fool. That's what Charles Barkley said. We got to stop basketball players like Kyrie Irving, who's being reinstated. Oh. He still believes, you know, it wasn't the dinosaurs didn't really exist.
That's right.
And the earth is flat.
That's correct.
Among other bad things he had said.
Yeah.
We got to stop basketball players from saying big science kind of things. We just got to stop them.
I love Shaq. I love his Shaq-a-roni pizzas from Papa John's.
Oh, yeah.
But come on, man. what are you doing?
I think he's serious now. I thought he was kidding at first.
He's got... I hope he is.
Man.
He's a little bit of a jokester, so I'm hoping he's kidding.
I hope so.
Oh, my gosh.
What else do we want for Thanksgiving? The definitive list is coming in from Google Trends.
Ooh.
Some of them may surprise you, but Google Trends is very rarely wrong because that's what people actually search for.
World Cup soccer matches? Is that
on
there?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
Are we going to talk about the World Cup uniform, by the way?
I guess
we should. Or is it going to be so anger-inducing we're going to avoid it?
Actually, I think there's an update with it, so we should bring it up.
Soccer's gone woke.
Oh,
no,
boy.
I'm sorry. It's still woke.
Yeah, well.
Our team.
Well, maybe.
All right.
I saw something.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And DeSantis says, everybody just chill out a little bit, would you? That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.